Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is here. Tolo's The Upset Picks Challenge is live, and you have an opportunity to win this week and have some bragging rights over some other Tolo's. The Upset Picks Challenge continues on, and we are taking entries right now at 844-326-3663. The Upset Picks Challenge brought to you by Ingles Markets, by the way, Diesel, for the second year in a row supporting the Upset Picks Challenge. And we did our early leans yesterday, and it's go time. Right now, the floodgates are open. Again, 844-326-3663. And let's start with a banger, Diesel. Let's go to the phone lines where Delvin wants to get his upset pick in. Delvin, did you forget to enter your pick last week?
Yes, I did, man. I was in a day where I thought the day was like Tuesday or something like that. I just thought it was Wednesday, and I was too late. I don't know. It was just one of those days where you happen. And I thought it was. And I was waiting to get my upset pick, too. I was like, man, I can wait till tomorrow. And then I found out, man, today is the upset pick. Where have I been this past day? I don't know. It was just one of those days. But I'm surprised. This team is an underdog, and when I saw it, I said, I'm taking this. Give me Arizona State plus 5.5 over Utah.
Ooh,
I saw the way Utah played against Texas Tech at home. Give me Arizona State.
So it's funny you say that, Delvin, because that's also my upset pick. And Diesel, that's a whole point of line movement on that screen that you just had from the upset picks, because I saw it at 6.5. Did it move already to 5.5 points? Delvin, you're right.
I saw it on ESPN.
Utah's favored, and Arizona State is ranked. They're 21 in the country, and the 21 ranked team in the country is an underdog to Utah. What am I missing there?
5.5 point spread in this one. I mean, I guess they're saying that those Utah Utes fans, man, they're going to be wild, they're going to be loud, and it's going to put them in a tough spot.
That's not good, though.
Drop from 6.5 to 5.5.
Oh, my gosh. 6.5 is a lot. 5.5, I mean, is that worth? Ugh. I guess.
Well, where you are, yeah, that's worth a lot.
Yeah, but it's not going to get me much.
Delvin, by the way, is sitting at the moment 20.5 points in 34th spot. If he hits this one, Delvin, that's going to move you over to column number one, and that's where you want to be, man, right there on the edge of the top 25.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks,
yes, Delvin.
That's
good call.
That's a really, really interesting game, Diesel. I think there will be a lot of Tolos that take that. Again, mm-hmm. It's number 21 Arizona State on the road as the underdog at Utah. So that surprises me. I don't know what I'm missing there. It looks like a trap game, according to Vegas.
Well, I am have you made your pick official?
That
you just
one.
Mentioned it there. That's your pick.
Mm-hmm.
I, Cole, am going to make my pick official right now as well.
All right.
I'm going to go with the one that I mentioned yesterday that I like a lot right now, the East Carolina Pirates. And this will be the second time that I've picked them this year. On the road at Tulane. Tulane favored by 6.5 points. I like East Carolina to get it done, man. They have, as of right now, a matchup predictor, 43% chance to win this ball game. Caden Hauser, he's amazing right now. He's got 1,500 yards on the season. And I think Tulane is relying just a little bit too much on that Jake Retzlaff guy, the quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's also their leading rusher as well. So, I mean, that guy, a guy like that gets a little banged up, man. It doesn't have to be a big-time injury. Just a little tweak, just a little slowdown.
And what's the points on it again?
6.5 points.
I don't hate it. Don't hate it at all.
I like that one.
Don't hate it.
That's where I'm going.
I was originally right there with you at 6.5 until, for whatever reason, the line dropped an entire – that's big line movement, by the way. For in a matter of hours, the line to move an entire point – usually that indicates some kind of injury or something or a tremendous amount of money coming in. But, Tolos, if you have not participated yet, I want to tell you what the Upset Picks Challenge is, as the text messages right now are flooding in at 844-326-3663. You are, as a college football fan, looking for an underdog to outright win the game. Just as Diesel and I told you what we're doing for our games, and you find an underdog that you think is going to win, you send it in on the text line. You send your name, the game, and the spread. If you hit, you'll have that many points awarded to you. There's a season-long tally going on. You can see the standings at the Fan Upstate on Twitter and Facebook. For example, Boomer Bill sends in his upset pick, and this is the perfect way to send yours in. He goes, Boomer Bill, Arizona State, +6.5 over Utah. That's his name, the game, and the spread. Again, Boomer Bill plus Arizona State, +6.5. I put one too many pluses in there, over Utah, and he's got it at 6.5. So that, Diesel, that line must have just moved recently.
We have John Rhodes. John Rhodes texts in and says, it's time to start swinging for the fences. John, it may be a little early to start swinging for the fences, you know? I mean, we're only on week 7. We got a bunch more games to go.
Illinois.
And then we have pre-Christmas bowls, and we have post-Christmas bowls, and we have conference championship game week. So maybe it's a little early. He's going Illinois, +14.5. Against Ohio State. I know we got a lot of Ohio State fans like Tolo Steve, who's a Buckeye fan. We had another who's a Palmetto Buckeyes texting in. I don't know how they feel about John Rhodes betting, picking against their
Ohio
team.
Ohio State, that's risky.
14.5, man. He would do he would certainly score a lot of points, and he might be the only one willing to take that game.
You know, that's a really interesting game at 14.5, Diesel. I'm not saying Illinois is not a good football team, but what has Ohio State shown us this season in terms of them having cracks in the foundation? I haven't seen any cracks in the foundation. My point being, it's hard for me to believe Illinois is going to beat Ohio State. They got boat raced by Indiana, Diesel. They beat Western Illinois. Uh-huh. They beat Duke. They beat Western Michigan. They did beat USC, who's now a ranked team, and they beat Purdue. So I when you look for cracks in the foundation, I hadn't seen any at Ohio State. So it's ballsy to pick against Ohio State right now.
Tolo Steve says, John's a loser. Buckeyes win big. But see, that's the fun thing is, he's reaching for that one. And John Rhodes, I had it a minute ago. I lost it. I try to remember how many points John Rhodes has, if he has any at all. But you don't necessarily have to start reaching at this point in the season. That's entirely up to you. Look, if you want to get into that top 25, and you know we treat this kind of like a the entirety of FBS. We got right around the number of FBS teams as the number of players we have with points right now. Finishing inside the top 25 should be the goal. If you're at the bottom of this list, like Cole and myself and Rob Brown are, we're down at the bottom of this list. My goal is to get into the top 25. That I have no chance, in catching Dave Mosley. He's got 61 and a half points. And some of you Tolos might be waiting to hear that Dave Mosley has sent his pick in, and you're going to go the same way he has because he's hit on 6 out of 7 weeks. But you know what's going to happen, Cole? As soon as Dave gives a pick and then everybody starts copying him, he's not going to hit anymore.
Yeah,
he's
and that's what, that's what I was afraid of. I thought about doing the same thing. By the way, you said his pick is already in Dave Mosley's list?
No, it's not.
It's not. Okay.
It is not.
So I thought about that. I said, well, what if we just all pick with Dave Mosley? It, to your point, it might cost you because Dave Mosley hopefully will go on a cold streak. But right now, man, it is tough sledding for me. You mentioned at the bottom of the barrel here, only hit one time. So that's why I'm going with Arizona State. I feel confident. Sam Levitt is my favorite quarterback this weekend. And, boy, it's only 5.5 now. I wish the line would have waited it a little bit longer to move, Diesel. I wish it would have waited till tonight to move. But I need that 5.5, and I need it bad.
Hard Knocks is going Arizona State over Utah plus 5.5. Hard Knocks, make sure when you send that in, Arizona State plus 5.5 over Utah. So that way we make sure you understand what game you're picking. We always want to make sure you guys are getting these right as you send them in. But keep those picks coming, man. It's never too late to jump into this challenge. It is too early to forget to make your picks because every time you don't make a pick, if you already have points, you lose two. If you get one wrong, you only lose 1 point. So it's better to have a pick and get it wrong than to not make a pick at all. You can't fall below zero, so it's not like you can go into the negatives. But we do have a couple of Tolos who are at risk of falling back down to 0 points this week. Roger Carver, Twisted Whisker. I'm not trying to make fun of you guys, but Just Jess and Shane Barrett, they all have half a point. Madmex, T-Ray, Clemson 83, they all have 1.5 points. So they got to get a pick in to make sure they even stay on the board this weekend. But our goal, Cole, is always to grow this thing week in and week out. We'd love to see, you know, on Monday, Dan B. sends us some stats and some information going on with the Upset Picks Challenge. And he'll tell us, hey, we've got 5, 7, 8, 10, 12 new Tolos playing the challenge this week. That's what we love to see most of all, is to see new Tolos jumping into this thing every single week because it's never too late to get in. We've had Tolos get on the board in week number 6, make a run, get up there high on the leaderboard, and that's what it's all about.
We've had every week we've had new Tolos. I don't know what week we've had the most new Tolos, but every single week we have had new Tolos. And speaking of Tolos, which stands for Turn On, Leave On, by the way, that's what you are if you listen to this station and turn it on, leave it on. We still have 4 Ingles gift cards to give away. Diesel and I are live at 8004 Warren H. Abernathy Highway, translates into the west side, Ingles and Spartanburg on Highway 29. Come by and see us. It's the one right across from Academy Sports. We're here until 7. Tolo Jay Butane came by earlier, Diesel. He got an Ingles gift card. You can be like Oprah and you get an Ingles gift card. You get an Ingles gift card if you want to. We still have a few remaining as we are live at Ingles.
And to your point about Tolo Jay Butane, I don't know if he's still in the store or if he's back out listening to us. Mm-hmm. Jay Butane, send your pick in again because you sent it to us around 3:20, 3:30, and that is an invalid pick. It has to come while we are on the air. And on Wednesdays, obviously, we lock the spreads in at 3 o'clock. We open the thing at 4 o'clock, but you'll have the entirety of the show tomorrow and Friday to get those picks in. We're not going back and finding you Tolos who are sending your picks into the Rob Brown show for some reason. Those are invalid picks. That's a minus 2, so you got to make sure you send them in the right way. That's key.
Yeah, it's not hard. We've only said it 1,900 times during show hours beginning at 4 o'clock on Wednesdays. And right now, quite frankly, we're a little slacking on the text line compared to what we normally are.
Yeah.
Especially last week. Last week we just had over 60-something in day one. We've got to get those numbers up. 844-326. Mm-hmm. That's right. 3663. That's the phone line. Again, Tolos, very simple. Your name, the game, and the spread. Boomer Bill, great example of how to send it in. He sends in Boomer Bill, Arizona State, plus 6.5 over Utah, meaning his name is Boomer Bill. Arizona State is the underdog at plus 6.5 over Utah. That's the perfect way to send it in. What games do we expect these will be the most popular? Last week when you were out, Clemson, North Carolina, and Alabama Vandy were the two most popular upset picks. This week, so far, we've seen some parity. I have seen South Carolina once over LSU. Is that line now 9.5, by the way?
So far, this Arizona State game is the most popular. Because, but it's not pulling away and leading the pack. So still.
Well, I think that game may end up being the most popular just because of the fact that Arizona State, a ranked team, being the underdog. And, by the way, somebody brought up on the stream – Adam brought up on YouTube, he said, same thing happened last week with Virginia. They were ranked, playing an unranked team, and they were the underdog. So it happens just about every week in college football. But I think more times than not, you trust the teams that are ranked because they're ranked for a reason most of the time. And Sam Levitt's a good quarterback. I mean, I think Arizona State's going to beat Utah. And Utah, they're a good team, the Utes. But what do we really know about Utah? A little bit unproven. Arizona State's got the better quarterback. And Diesel, I think that it's only worth 5.5 now, but I think that's a safe play. I'm going to keep playing safe for another few weeks. I'm not going for the home run yet.
Okay, so I was going to ask you, really, at what point do you so we talked about it in the first segment, tipping points for some teams in football. Like, where do you enter desperation mode? Like, week 9?
How many weeks do you think we have left off the top of your head? What, 10 weeks or so?
Yeah, I think we total out somewhere around 18 picks.
Yeah.
So, and we're through 6, really 7, so we got about 8 or 9 picks left.
Man, unfortunately, I have to say, if I don't hit this week and we're going into what, week 7?
We'll be going into week 8.
Week 8? I'm going to start getting panicky. I mean, you're already in week 8, man, and I'm sitting at like 6.5 points. I've only hit one time thanks to Kansas State last week, losing to Baylor by 1 point. I'll never pick Kansas State to win a game again. They suck. They're trash. I mean, every coach on that staff should be fired for losing me my upset pick, right? But I'd say it's pretty soon. I'm ready to panic.
So to your point, what are the – pundits and what is Vegas seeing when it comes to Utah? They're seeing a really good defense. I know that they got absolutely gobsmacked by Texas Tech at home, not last week but the week prior to that. But outside of that game, Cole, Utah's playing really good defense. They've given up 14, 6, 9, and 10 points.
Ooh.
Outside of that one game against Texas Tech. So
who are the other teams?
West Virginia, Wyoming, CP, I'm not sure who that is.
Chris Paul?
Yeah, and UCLA. So I get it. They haven't played a murderer's row either. But when you're playing consistent shutdown defense, that travels no matter who you're playing against.
Who
right?
is CP? I'm that, looking
Cal
right.
Cal Poly. I bet it's Cal Poly
Mustangs, yep.
I didn't even realize they had football.
They just do. They just got it.
Just got it.
They just got a football.
You know, compare that to Arizona State, who are winning close football games. 3-point win against TCU, 3-point win on the road at Baylor. I mean, they blew out Texas State at home, but Texas State is still recruiting at a G5 level, and they lost to Mississippi State. So, I mean, they're doing enough to win games, and that's all it takes. That's all that really matters. Is you only got to win by one. You don't
that's
have
true.
To win by 40. But they're not really handling business the way that I think a lot of people would like to see. Part of that's a big product of being in the Big 12. You know, there's so much parity in the Big 12. It makes it a really fun league to watch.
And Diesel, there are 2 games tonight. However, I don't believe there will be any upset pick selections because look at the night slate. You have Missouri State and Middle Tennessee. Middle Tennessee is only favored – or no, Missouri State's only favored by 1.5.
Okay.
And then at 8 o'clock tonight, Liberty, who, by the way, is
Liberty. 1-4.
Liberty is 1-4. They're
wow.
at 1-4 UTEP. And that game is only a 2.5-point spread. So yes, there's college games to choose from tonight, but what are you going to gain from a point and a half or 2 points?
We bring it up basically every time we talk about Liberty and Jamie Chadwell, that he misses opportunity to go get a big-time job. I mean, how does a season like this, a 1-4 start,
oof,
how does that tarnish a guy that should have been on, and I still can't understand why he wasn't, should have been on major college football radars?
1-4 doesn't help.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, you're talking about losses to Jacksonville State, Bowling Green, James Madison, a good team, and then Old Dominion, who's turned out to be a pretty good team. Yeah, that it's not good. Now, he's got some favorable, manageable games coming up.
Well, it's also what happens when you lose Caden Salter.
It's
true.
You
know, you got to replace a guy who was amazing.
But still, 1-4?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a weird start to the season for him.
And then if you want to choose from tomorrow's games, you have four to choose from. La Tech, Kennesaw State, Diesel. La Tech is a 5.5-point favorite on the road. So you could go with a home dog in Kennesaw State. You could go with East Carolina, as you did. That game's tomorrow.
Yep.
Jacksonville State, Sam Houston. Sam Houston's horrible. Don't do that. Southern Miss, 8 o'clock tomorrow. Georgia Southern. Southern Miss favored by 3.5 points. You know, Kennesaw State is interesting. They're 3-2 in Conference USA. I don't know, and I'm not going to spend long on it because people don't care about Kennesaw State, but you know, you remember Kennesaw State just a few years removed from being Division II.
Yeah.
And now seems like they're making that jump pretty well in Division I.
Yeah, it took them a little time to get things going, but, I mean, man, they are in a recruiting hotbed, right?
I called
right
a game
there. In Charlotte.
Yeah, I mean,
Atlanta.
Yeah,
me.
I mean, well, that's true. They are in a recruiting hotbed. I think that tonight's games probably meh. I don't know if you have a ton of interest in watching Liberty and UTEP and Middle Tennessee and Missouri State, especially.
One of those you check in, you drop in every now and again and see what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, if you didn't have the MLB postseason on, you probably would. But, man, you talk about tomorrow, maybe that Tulane ECU game could be good.
Yeah.
You have three games on Friday, Diesel, Washington, Rutgers, South Florida, North Texas, and Fresno State, Colorado State. Some really interesting games.
Well, this one about, this Washington-Rutgers game, this is going to be another test of that theory that teams from the East flying all the way out west, they just don't handle that amount of travel very well. And again, we're going to play some audio coming up of Chris Budden really going off on the fans that have a hard time with this concept.
You're going to make fun of me, but I don't know who Chris Budden is.
She's a college football pundit, been around for a long,
wow,
long time.
I should know that.
But it's really just her take on it and her take on this disaster at North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Really interesting and really impassioned as well, so it's definitely worth bringing to the show.
And Tolo's just a reminder, as we transition away in the next segment and other segments from the upset picks, that doesn't mean you still can't get them in. We need a big, big week. Again, 844-326-3663, 844-FANFONE. That's the number. Save that number in your phone. That way you don't have to rely on us to give it to you. But 844-326-3663, need your name, the game, and the spread. And let's get 10 to 15 new Tolos in the game, in the challenge.
Well,
this week, Diesel.
We've got a few that have just come in, and one of these is brand new. I've never heard of Marvy Marv before, but Marvy Marv.
I have.
Boiling Springs.
I think he got in last week.
He's in Indiana. I think he's taking Indiana. Marvy Marv, this is the format of your pick here. It says Indian plus 7.5 points. I think you mean Indiana.
Yeah.
And Indiana is playing.
Yeah, so you, again, Marvy Marv, just like we've
said.
There's
7.5 points, 7.5-point dogs at Oregon. So make sure you send us Indiana plus 7.5.
Over Oregon, or versus Oregon,
however you want to send that in.
Yep. Again, it's very simple. Name, game, spread. Real simple. Look, going back to Boomer Bill, he sent it perfectly. Boomer Bill, Arizona State plus 6.5 over Utah. You've got the name, game, and the spread right there. Bunt.
We got CM Greenville. He's taking UCF plus 11.5 over Cincinnati. I thought about that one, Cole. I don't trust Cincinnati's defense at all.
Ooh.
I don't trust the Scott Satterfield-led team in a big situation, and I have a firsthand account of watching Scott Satterfield when he was my team's head coach at App State. You know, UCF have lost two in a row, but prior to that, you know, this is, you know, they're also still dealing with the tragic and untimely passing of Sean Clark.
Sure.
Prior to that, they were playing really good football. So at some point, you know, at the risk of sounding a little bit crass here, you got to sack up and go play football again, right? You got to strap that helmet down tight again and go out there and hit somebody. And UCF should be the better team on the road at Cincinnati, though. A pretty good environment at Cincinnati if they can get it rolling.
John, we have a guy in Greenville still on the phone lines with us at 844-326-3663. Guy, what's up, man?
Hey, I have Rutgers, who has lost two games where they're ahead at halftime. I guess they're plus nine at Washington, who came to Maryland down 20-0 and beat them 27-20. So the team that loses it in the second half is going to upset the team that wins it in the second half.
Well, I got some good news for you. That one's worth 10.5 now. So now,
wow.
You said 9, but it's actually worth 10.5. So good for you guys.
Yeah, it'll be more tomorrow. It'll be more tomorrow. That's okay.
Well, that one won't matter. It's locked in at 3:00. We appreciate you, Guy.
All right, have a good day.
Good yep. stuff.
Jay Butane texted in and said, hey, I wanted to stop and talk to you guys, but you seem busy. Jay Butane, this is radio, man. You know how this works. We talk for 10, 12, 15 minutes, then we go to commercial break. And we got 4 minutes to chat. That's how it works.
We did not. You caught us while we were on the air, so we couldn't chat. If you ever come out to an Ingles, we can chat with you if you're for a quick second during a break. But to Diesel's point, we don't have much time while we're on the air.
What's your name? Doug,
hey, Doug,
nice to meet you, Doug. Oh, right on, Doug.
Good to meet you.
We got a gift card for you there. Thanks for stopping by. And, hey, we got three more of those
right.
to go, Tolo, so you can come grab yours. You can come grab yours here at 8004 Warren H. Abernathy Highway in Spartanburg. Texter says, it's not that Chadwell has missed opportunities to land at a P4. It's more that he hasn't been given a legit shot. His system has worked everywhere. That comes from... RJ. He says it's worked at NGU, Charleston Southern, Coastal, and Liberty. I'm a big believer in Chadwell and his staff. Every team has a year where they've been ravaged by injuries, and 2025 is Liberty's year.
Injuries have been a big part of it.
Yep, it is. Tolos, keep them coming. And we talked about it earlier, that audio of Chris Budden of Sirius XM ripping what's been going on with the travel excuses, what's been going on at North Carolina. We're going to play that for you at React and do a good old-fashioned audio blitz next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Still waiting for an upset pick from Mad Craft. You can call in. You can text in. Get us your upset pick. Gator Bobby just stopped by and gave us his upset pick.
Why does Madcraft always have to get permission to call?
You can just call anytime.
The phone, you don't have to get permission to pick up the phone, Madcraft.
So long as it's on topic, we will take your call as soon as we can every time.
Yeah, and by the way, to your point, the Ingles gift cards as of 4:30 are gone.
Wow.
No more.
That's quick.
Jerry. Yep.
JWE stopped in as well. He has 23 points.
Jeez.
He's in 27th. He's got them right where he wants them. JWE could hit for a couple in a row.
And, yeah.
He's taking Illinois plus 14.5. He's swinging big this week.
I like
Illinois
it.
Illinois plus 14.5 over Ohio State. Tolos, keep your upset picks challenge entries coming. 844-326-3663. We need your name, your game, and the spread. This, Cole, is a segment we like to call our good old-fashioned audio blitz. We hear what's going on and hear what other pundits from around the sports world are saying, do a little reaction to it. We'll start with SiriusXM's Chris Budden, who is going off on this narrative, especially in the Big Ten is where you see it most, but you could say you could hear it in the Big 12 a little bit as well. She goes off on this recent wave of complaints from coaches, fans, etc., about the Big Ten travel.
If I don't get this off my chest, I'm going to run myself through a window. And I will run myself through a window if I hear one more Big Ten coach blame it on the freaking travel. I cannot. And it's not even about you accepting the money to be a part of this Super League. These are professional athletes now. Call them what they are. They fly on a charter. All of your top athletes sit on a lie-flat plane at the very front, the same way every professional athlete does at the next level. I've never heard Matthew Stafford go over and play in Tampa and say, sorry, I lost today. I had to fly across the country. Baseball players at the next level do it every single day. Basketball players, football players. This is beyond the ability to me to comprehend anymore. You complaining about the travel. It was one thing before they got paid. Now you're getting paid more than 90% of the population. It is part of the job.
Wow.
It is part of the job. She's talking about James Franklin saying we were so tired playing on the road at UCLA.
Diesel, did she say anything wrong or untrue in that clip? I didn't hear it.
Not a thing. And to be 100%, Cole, getting paid has nothing to do with it. Whether or not you have a couple hundred grand in your pocket doesn't make you more or less sleepy when you travel from the East Coast to the West Coast.
But it also, what I think she means by that is, like, we don't want to hear it. You're getting paid $100,000. Wake the freak up and go play a football game. There are people, to her point, that are listening, working across the United States of America, this great country, that aren't making near what Arch Manning and these guys are making to go play a game and eat all this fine dining and go play football.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's not like they showed up and they have to go get on the field in an hour and a half, right? They get there days in advance. They're riding charter planes like she's talking
about.
I'm a
new fan of hers, by the way.
You have people catering your meals. Everything is set up for you.
Yeah.
You're not having to worry about travel plans.
Yeah.
It's all handled for you.
I like it.
Your only job is to get off the plane and go win a football game.
I like
so
Chris
no more excuses.
All of a sudden, man. Good stuff.
Here's another one from Chris talking
double
about.
Dipping.
Yeah, we're double dipping. She lays into North Carolina and the calamity that is Coach Bill Belichick in Chapel Hill.
I'm pretty annoyed at what North Carolina has done. That we've set up a program to hire Bill Belichick, and not because it was Bubba Cunningham, the AD's decision, but some boosters with some money, and we wanted to have a publicity stunt. We let him hire his family, hire his best friend to put together a roster that is nowhere near able to compete in the ACC. You bring on your girlfriend, and it is a complete disaster. I don't even know how it's sustainable after 1 year. Like, I cannot see a way of which this moves forward. And maybe it's a James Franklin situation that we thought, like, maybe they get together and we're just like, we don't want to do this anymore. But it's it honestly is an embarrassment to college football.
And Cole, if you're wondering who Chris Budden is, I pulled up some photos. You will recognize Chris Budden. She worked for ESPN for quite a while, did a lot of sideline reporting, and now works with SiriusXM.
Yeah, she's hot.
For SiriusXM. No, I mean, it's she's not wrong, though. I mean, this thing has been a calamity from the first moment Bill Belichick was hired. And I remember, Cole, because I remember chopping it up, editing up, and putting it out there as a reel on our YouTube channel when the announcement was made that Bill Belichick was hired. I said, this is a publicity stunt meant to get boosters to spend money with North Carolina and to send their donations in. Otherwise, I had no faith whatsoever that this was going to work with Bill Belichick at Chapel Hill.
Yeah, I love her audio. I love her takes. I think she's dead on, 2 for 2 there.
She comes strong with it. Here's some audio from Deion Sanders, who revealed, who was talking about the blood clots and the surgeries and the procedures that he was having to have at UC Medical Center. But he is in good spirits, Cole, and he's chopping it up and having some fun with it.
I got a lot of well wishes of people talking about, you need to slow down, you need to, you know, take a break. It has nothing to do with me working in the level that I'm trying to compete at. It's hereditary. It is what it is. It's nothing that I could have done to stop what's transpiring, nothing that I could have taken or something that I'm just not abiding by. It is what it is. Sometimes it's just what it is. And I trust God with all my heart and all my soul and all my mind. So I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to get some of the best sleep in the world for, I think, 4 hours the surgery's going to be. I mean, I can't wait to get that Snoop Dogg. I call it that Snoop D-O-double-G. Because, you know, I've never been high a day in my life. I never drank, smoked anything. But when I get those surgeries, I am there on time.
Man, Colorado, or the college football is better with Deion Sanders in it, especially when he is successful. So I want nothing more than for Colorado to get back, or for Deion Sanders, wherever he may be in the future, to be finding some success, because we need that guy's sound clips in the game.
Yeah, we do. I just don't know that it's going to happen to Colorado. Look, I know you say, Cole, he's only been there 1 year without Shador and Travis Hunter, but they're – look, I don't know. Maybe I'm – it's not that I'm not a big believer in Prime. I love Prime. I love him as a coach. I wish he'd coach in college football and the NFL for as long as he can, but I don't know. I think ultimately I believe Prime's made for a bigger stage than Colorado, and I hope somebody gives him that shot.
Yeah, Colorado is always going to be a hard place to recruit to, even if, you know, even with the success and the attention, which the success wasn't that great, let's be real, but with the attention that they got his first two seasons there, he needs somewhere where he can have an easier path to be successful. He needs those wins. And I do appreciate what he had to say there. You're not wrong there. I appreciate what he had to say is, like, don't blame any of my energy level. Don't blame any of this on my health. And I don't want that to be how Prime may ultimately be remembered. Oh, he started off strong, but then his health went downhill, and so his teams went downhill. I love the fact that he's saying that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Look, ultimately, I hope he gets healthy. I mean, nobody wants to see him dealing with these blood clots and anything that it comes his way, because we, like you said, we need him in the game.
Cole, level of 1 to 5, 1 being not at all, 5 being very. If your team was quarterback needy in the NFL, how excited would you be if you found out that they had traded for Joe Flacco?
1.
Well,
can I go
kinda,
0?
That kind of matches how the team over at 93.7 in Cincinnati, 93.7 the Fan, felt about Joe Flacco being announced as the new Bengals quarterback.
Joe Flacco to the Bengals.
Well, I think that Jake Browning's clearly not the answer, so they need to do something. Yeah. I was sitting there during Sunday's game watching it, and the broadcasters were talking about how so much of the offense was built around the deep ball. And I was just about to answer your question, Joe, saying, yeah, I think your idea of Russell Wilson makes a tremendous amount of sense. But I mean, I think at this point they're in desperation mode. And the bottom line is this with the Bengals, they're Joe Burrow and a bunch of other people.
Yep.
God, that is the definition of circling the bottom of the drain if you're looking for Russell Wilson or Joe Flacco.
But that guy's right. That guy's right. Without Joe Burrow, they're horrendous.
True.
And I know they've got some receivers. I know. But, guys, this never has been a complete football team. Go look at when Joe Burrow took him to the Super Bowl. They had the worst offensive line in the NFL. He carried them there. And he will never, Joe Burrow will never, ever, ever be back in the Super Bowl as long as he's a Cincinnati Bengal. Joe Burrow needs to get the heck out.
Let's jump to clip number 7 here, Cole. Liam Cohen, head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, asked what the play was supposed to be in that final touchdown, game-winning touchdown play where Trevor Lawrence fell down twice after getting stepped on.
What was the play going to be before Trevor's trip play there, and was it open?
It was a similar concept that we ran against Cincinnati when Diami scored on the first drive of the game, I think it was. So Travis goes in a fly motion to the flat, and we had run crossers against Cincinnati, and we faked crossers and went to the corners. You know, he may have had a chance to throw to one of the guys in the back as on a scramble, but they played zone. We're hoping for man. They played three deep, which kind of they had been doing. We were hoping for man or zero, which, you know, that was kind of been his identity in some ways. He played cover three. It might have been a chance to find one of the guys in the back of the end zones or just throw it away and play the next snap. But, man, I mean, he trips twice, literally. Yep. So, I mean, twice. And I feel like they kind of lost him, right? Like, it's almost like what happened when he goes down and they don't see him and he goes out the back door and just makes an unbelievable play. And so, you know, but it's really that you want to finish that game with a well-executed play, right? That's what you want as a coach. But as a player or for us moving forward to know, well, shoot, yeah, that was wild, but at least they took it. He took it in his own hands.
Sure.
He took it upon himself to go and fix a wrong, if you will.
That one's interesting, Cole. Coach flat out said, I don't think that play was going to be very successful. Given the look that we hoped for and the look that we put out to try to counter it, I don't think we were going to be successful on that play, and we kind of just got lucky.
And what do you say, Trevor tripped twice? Liam, you stepped on, for crying out loud. What do you want the guy to do? Could you go back there and make that play? No. And Chris Jones deserves a lot of blame for it. We talked about it on Monday after it happened, or Tuesday, whatever it was, Diesel. But you just can't allow something like that to happen. It was a excellent play by Trevor Lawrence, but absolutely horrendous job by the Kansas City defense.
A lot of people questioning whether or not OBJ is retired. There was a rumor spreading around last month that he was going to go ahead and call it quits. Well, OBJ says while he was in Miami in cut number 12 here that he wasn't really playing with a whole lot of joy.
You're getting paid X amount, right? And for me, I'm in a place where, like, we're over the hill thinking about, you know, the next couple steps. And it was like, it was really hard for me to take the thing that I love the most in Miami and walk away from it and find that peace in my heart, that resolve. Like, it was one of the most difficult things that I love, but it became like poison to me. Like, something that you love so much that was good for you that now is harming me, you know? And it's in the way. I'm looking at it from a business standpoint. I'm looking at it and I'm getting paid X amount, $3 million. I'm looking at all of the things that I have over here that is going to set me up for the rest of my life and make sure my kids, like, are good. And I'm spending all my time on this, and I'm not getting the reward at all. I'm not even getting it in my heart. Like, I'm not, you know, like, a bit of resentment to, like, have to wake up and then go into that building. Even though it's a blessing and a privilege and all those things to be in the league, it became, like, poison to me.
Man, seesawing back and forth there, it's a tough spot to be mentally. And look, none of us know what it's like to be playing on that kind of financial level. It also sounds a little bit tone deaf to say, yeah, I was making $3 million, but I didn't have any joy for the game. I wasn't getting any reward for being here. But OBJ, he got popped for PEDs. His testosterone level had spiked too high. And here he is making it official, call his, I guess, official public announcement on the kind of suspension that he was going to face here in clip.
Yeah, and I think the tough part about it is, Diesel, we just automatically assume that because you're making millions, you're going to have joy and you're going to be happy. And I think that clip of audio just goes to show that some people never reach this point in life. Some people do. you know, you can have all the money in the world, and some people with all the money in the world and Super Bowl championships are still left empty. And for a lot of people, there's something that they have to find within themselves and their heart and their faith that kind of gives them that deep-rooted joy, that everlasting joy that I and others have. And for a lot of people, they don't need it. But it just goes to show that there isn't an amount of money that gives you that happiness, even though we say that there is.
Yeah, and we're running out of time here. We don't have time to play the last clip, but he talks about the suspension. He announces the 6-game suspension, says he has absolutely no idea how any PEDs got into his system. He said, man, I've been injured before with worse injuries than what put him out. And if he was going to take PEDs, he would have taken them then, not now, not to get back now. And so he says, I don't know how this stuff got in my system, but I'm taking the punishment anyway.
It's really interesting. I think it'll be more interesting and more intriguing to see what happens over the next few years with Odell. If he does decide to – I think it sounds like he's done. Sounds like it, you know.
He's a young guy. He's still, you know, he's still fit. I don't know, you know, the extent of the injuries that he's accumulated over the course of his career. But you got your money, man.
Yeah.
Go make yourself happy at this point. Yeah. You got a lot of time to be happy as a rich man.
Diesel, I ask you and I ask our Tolos a question. Does anyone out there, do any Tolos out there, know who is coming to the big city of Spartanburg, where you and I are sitting right now at Ingalls on Warren H. Abernathy Highway? Who's coming to Spartanburg this weekend? Who could that be? What am I talking about, Tolos? What's your best guess of who's making the trip to Spartanburg on Saturday? Let's see if one of our Tolos can get it right before we come back, and I'll give you the answer next on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Well, I asked the question, Diesel, if any Tolos knew who was coming to Spartanburg. I guess not.
Santa?
Nope, not
too
not
early
yet.
For that?
Yep, a couple months away on that.
Oh.
Who would be making their way? What famous person?
Dolly Parton?
Nope, she's not doing well health-wise, so I don't think she's making the trip.
I was hoping, you know, hoping for a turnaround.
Nope. Spartanburg. What college is in Spartanburg? Okay, Wofford.
Big-time basketball team coming in?
No. What Wofford, who would Wofford play this weekend? Wofford football will play Saturday at 1:30 Gibbs Stadium against Norfolk State University.
Oh, I know who it is.
And Norfolk State University has a head coach that was a pretty good football player at Virginia Tech.
Not a great pet owner.
No. Pretty good. That's pretty bad that he's playing the Terriers, isn't it? A pretty good NFL career, Diesel. If you don't know now, we're talking about Michael Vick.
How about it?
Making his way to Spartanburg. Any interest, Tolos, in watching 0-5 Wofford in Spartanburg? I mean, Wofford's just atrocious right now. Furman's the team in the upstate that's playing well football-wise. Wofford's not. So Michael Vick making the trip to Gibbs Stadium on Saturday.
Hey, that might be a good reason to buy a ticket and go.
Just to see Michael
Vick, yeah.
I wonder, serious question, if fans are going to those games, Diesel, Norfolk State games, to try to get Michael Vick autographs.
Could
I wonder
be.
If that happens.
I mean,
does he give them, you think?
I'd have to look and see how is Norfolk State playing this year. Because they were already being talked about, or Michael Vick was already being talked about as a potential candidate to take over the Virginia Tech job. He's 1-5. I don't think he's getting the job anytime soon.
They've won one game over Virginia State.
That's one of those I didn't know there was a Virginia State. You know, like growing up as a kid, and I don't mean this to be disrespectful because I didn't grow up in the state of South Carolina. Until I was like 18 years old, I had never heard of South Carolina State.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that existed. So I didn't know that Virginia State existed either.
No, it's crazy. But nonetheless, Michael Vick making his way to the Berg on Saturday,
that's
taking
cool.
on Wofford. Wofford trying to get their first win of the season.
Would that be the most famous person to ever coach a game against Wofford in Gibbs Stadium?
That's a good question.
Like you'd have to really rack your brain. Do we have any Wofford scholars who would know? Has there ever been a coach more famous than Michael Vick on the sideline at Wofford?
I don't know.
Coaching for them or against them. That'd be fascinating to find out. We have to do a little pivoting here, Cole, because our normal 5 o'clock guest, Melissa Level of Ingles Marcus, is unable to join us today. So we're going to talk a little South Carolina Gamecocks football, bring you back to an interview we had on the show yesterday, Jack Veltri of Gamecock Central. Going to play that for you next. Right here on the Fan Upstate, 97.7 FM in Greenville, 97.1 in Spartanburg, and everywhere on the free Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.